Proclamation number 4033, dated the April 30th, 1947. Hour of death. Explanation of suffering. You never know how your end will happen, and therefore you should call upon God's mercy every day that you might receive it in the hour of your death. Even if you live in accordance with God's will, your end can be difficult if it is to serve you to completely purify and liberate yourselves forever. God's wisdom and love is yours until your last hour on this earth, and as long as your souls are still able to change, you will be given the opportunity even at the hour of death. For this reason, devoted people often have to suffer in the flesh and cannot find an explanation for it, because they are unable to detect God's love therein. And yet, divine love causes this suffering because it is the best means for the soul to acquire a degree of maturity within a short period of time, which allows the light to permeate the soul in the beyond. And the soul will thank its Creator once it is free and recognizes God's great love and mercy. Thus all suffering has to be seen as evidence of God's love, and even the end is blessed if it is accompanied by suffering, although it does not appear to the human being that way. The soul indeed separates itself from the body with pain, but immediately lifts itself into the kingdom of the blessed spirits. It not only leaves earth physically but also spiritually, and also takes the body's fully matured substances along, because every degree of suffering dissolves the cover which still encloses the soul. And the person who is still able to free himself completely from immature substances on earth will be blessed. He will have used his earthly life for his deliverance and will no longer revolt against God's will either. In the hour of death he will certainly struggle for the peace of his soul, but he will never consider his physical suffering to be unjustified, for his soul will know that the end is near, that his physical suffering will also come to an end, and that the soul will derive benefit from it even if it is no longer able to convey this realization to the body. The body, however, will separate itself from the soul as soon as it senses its perfection, because then it will have fulfilled its task of having served as an abode for this soul. The hour of death can be difficult for all of you, but it can also be a blissful falling asleep in order to awaken in the kingdom of light if the soul needs no further suffering. If it has already found the union with God on earth and he then brings it home into his kingdom, into your Father's house, in order to make you blissfully happy. But you do not know how your end will happen, and therefore pray to God for mercy, ask Him for His grace and strength if God still needs to afflict you, and you will also endure the hour of death. The body will suffer, but the soul will joyfully leave the body and lift itself into the spheres of light. Amen.